What to make of 4 dozen or so questions leaked to the New York Times, purportedly the list of questions that FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller wants to ask President Trump as Mueller investigates Trump campaign contacts with Russians and possible obstruction of justice by the president. President Trump tweeted this morning, "So disgraceful that the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. No questions on collusion. Oh, I see. You have a made-up phony crime, collusion, that never existed, and an investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice." Among the most intriguing questions that Mueller reportedly wants to ask of the president, what knowledge did you have of any outreach by your campaign, including Chairman Paul Manafort, to Russia about potential assistance to the campaign? Let's bring in Phil Ewing, National Security Editor for NPR. And Phil, first to these questions. The Washington Post is saying it appears they did not come from the Mueller investigation. The Times says they came from outside the Trump legal team. But the implications seem to be that they came from the White House side of this equation. Do we know that they really are the full questions?
The White House has not addressed the veracity or completeness of the questions this morning. My colleague Aisha Roscoe was at the White House. She talked with someone there about it this morning, and they took a very similar line to the one that you just read from the president. They said, without confirming or denying that these are the real questions or the complete questions, we condemn and deplore the fact that they've appeared in the press. I think it's probably fair to say, based on the president's reactions, including the one you read, that this is very much like whatever his legal team probably has gotten or has generated itself out of their discussions with the special counsel's office. And the New York Times itself said that this was from a source outside Trump's legal team, which could mean anything. I mean, you and I and all of your listeners are outside of Trump's legal team, but clearly the indications are that that is probably what the origin of this was.
Okay, well, let's go through. A lot of focus on contacts with Russians, whether son-in-law Jared Kushner tried to set up a back-channel direct phone line to Russia during the transition, what President Trump knew about a real estate deal in Moscow, Trump's 2013 trip to Moscow for the Miss Universe pageant. But why is a question about Paul Manafort's outreach to Russia drawing so much attention? Remind us.
Well, Paul Manafort is facing charges in the federal court system for money laundering and conspiracy and other tax evasion type offenses, but he hasn't actually been indicted or charged by prosecutors with conspiring with these Russians. All the same, the federal prosecutors in this case have made allusions in court documents to contacts that Manafort and other people have had with a Russian that they say is assessed to have ties with Russia's intelligence operations. And so there's this kind of unfinished part of the equation that's been dangling out there. And if, in fact, these are the questions that the special counsel's office wanted to ask the president, this could suggest that it has more evidence that it might not have made public yet, closing that link and actually establishing a tie from Trump to Manafort to that Russian or another interlocutor on the Russian side to take some action. Now, that hasn't been established yet. We don't know if that's for real, but that is the suggestion that comes out of these questions in terms of the way they phrase that relationship.
Well, these came out last night, and also last night Paul Manafort filed for asking for a hearing and saying that not just these leaks, but leaks in general would jeopardize his getting a fair trial. Does he have a point?
Well, that is going to be the subject of a hearing this week in federal court down in Virginia. My other colleague, Carrie Johnson, who's been on the Justice Beat for a long time, is going to go to that hearing. And she has described how Manafort is telling a judge that there's not going to be any way for him to get a fair process because of what he calls this concerted effort within the Justice Department itself to get these documents out into the public, either from the leadership level of with James Comey, the former FBI director, or wherever else these documents originate from that we continue to see in the New York Times and the Washington Post and elsewhere in the press. And we'll have to see how responsive a judge is to that request. But he certainly is going to make that case as part of his response and his pushback to the Justice Department because he's facing these very serious charges.
There are questions about fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, fired for misleading officials about his contacts with Russians. Questions about fired FBI Director James Comey, about Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who recused himself, about the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Just you got half a minute here. What jumped out at you?
You know, the thing that jumped out at me about this is how little new or how little unexpected there was about these questions. Our accounting and our understanding of this story from press reports, from court documents, from public statements in Congress appears, based on these questions, to be more or less complete. There were no bombshells. There were no fireworks that came out of this that said, wow, that's something brand new that we hadn't been expecting, which is helpful if you're trying to wrap your arms around the story the way so many Americans are.
But Phil, just take a few more seconds. Is it true, as the president said, there's also no collusion?
Well, there's questions about collusion. He said in his tweet there were no questions about it. There are certainly questions about that. You mentioned the one about Paul Manafort, and there are other contacts that his aides had with Russians or intermediaries that the special counsel's office apparently wants to ask about. So that definitely is very much a theme in this list of questions that the Times published.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thank you.
Thank you.